You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
This is Laura Bailey with the University of Michigan News Service in the School of Public Health. I'm talking today with Scott Roberts, a professor in the University of Michigan School of Public Health, whose research group recently published a paper on genetic testing in people with a family history of Alzheimer's. Professor Roberts, more and more private testing companies are beginning to offer what's known as direct-to-consumer genetic testing, and this is very different from what a patient experiences with a physician. Can you explain this concept and how it works?
What these companies are doing is, and it's usually through a website, so they offer a consumer the chance to learn their genetic risk for a variety of conditions. And all the consumer has to do is submit a saliva sample by mail and pay anywhere from hundreds to thousands of dollars. And then once the genetic test is completed, they can log into the company's website and learn their risk for a variety of medical conditions.
Much debate surrounds this kind of genetic testing. Can you discuss the issues from both sides?
Commentators have expressed concerns, for example, that people might not understand all the potential risks involved. They may not realize the potential for how genetic information could be used against them. They may not realize the limits of the predictive value of the test. And a lot of people are also concerned that because these tests are usually provided over the internet, there may or may not be a professional involved who can help interpret. And so there's concerns that there's not enough education and support that we usually see in the traditional model of genetic counseling. On the other hand, the companies and some of their advocates say that this is really about personal autonomy. Why shouldn't we offer people the chance to learn more about their genome and what it might mean in terms of disease risk or their ancestry or behavioral traits? There's been a lot of vigorous debate on both sides about what's the proper role for regulation.
Now, your studies look at working with physicians and genetic counselors, not private companies. How should this information be delivered?
Well, our studies don't actually look at genetic testing delivered in this direct-to-consumer format. But I think the reason why it's relevant is because we're asking some of the questions that might be relevant to this topic. For example, our research looked at genetic testing for Alzheimer's disease using a genetic marker that's relatively common in the population. So it's the kind of test that you might see offered by one of these companies. We might see research of this type extended to direct-to-consumer companies to see what's the psychological impact of giving risk information of this type. We need to move beyond just kind of the debate where people on either side are just speculating about the possible benefits and risks and start to really be able to develop policy that's based on evidence.
Roberts' research interests include the psychological and behavioral impact of genetic testing.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.